What is it that you want to accomplish in life? Do you want to make a lot of money? Buy a big house? Drive a fancy car? Something else maybe? Well, here's the thing. None of that really matters if you don't have a happy, supportive home life. If you're married, that means a happy marriage. I've been married many, many years. I have grown kids. And may I say that hindsight is 20/20. I've seen people with anger and frustration from unresolved problems that happened in their life bring great pain upon their family. I've seen people who are opposites marry and crush the spirit of the other person. Sometimes this permeates into the whole family. Now, that could be perfectionism or it could be anger. Are you just like your mom or your dad, or are you totally different? Do you want to be just like your mom or dad, or do you want to be totally different? Did they expect you to see things the way they did? Were you sometimes frustrated and now you follow in their footsteps whether you want to or not? I don't believe in worrying about things, but if you don't stop and take time to analyze and think about it and talk about it, it stays bottled up. Think of a Coke bottle. It's just perfect until it gets shook up and then it explodes. Did you get that? A Coke bottle is perfect. It's ready to drink. There's nothing wrong with it. There doesn't appear to be anything wrong with it until it gets shook up. And then it explodes. Well, you have but one life to live. You get to make the choices. Sometimes we're adults and our parents still try to make our choices, or we feel that we have to make choices for them and please them. But the truth is that when you get married, it's all about your spouse. Even when you have kids, you and your spouse come first. You are the foundation of your home and the foundation of your family. Think of a building. Think of a home that is built with no foundation. I know you can't quite get that. Picture a home built with no foundation. It's going to topple when the first strong wind blows. You're the foundation, and then you're ready to build. You're ready to build a strong, stable, long-lasting home, a stable, long-lasting relationship, and then a family. Understand this. Understand how our wants and our needs are different, and be willing to meet your spouse where they're at. Your wants may be different than your spouse's. And even if you are opposite, you can still build a happy home. And isn't that what everyone wants? A happy home? I've had people say to me, what does that mean, a happy home? Like, is that even possible? You know, if you're having trouble with technology, you know, anybody ever misplace a password? A little frustration there. You know, if you're having trouble with a new program online, or maybe you're learning to operate new machinery. We all have trouble with things that we don't know about, right? You have to go get help. Find someone who knows more than you do. Well, I know I've had to do that many, many times. Well, relationships are no different. I would say that relationships are the most important thing in your life. Relationships determine your quality of life. Not money, not position, not the house you live in. You can have all of those things and you can still be miserable. Sometimes we feel that when we get married, we've achieved the goal. Yeah, when we get married, we have achieved the goal. What happens way too often when we achieve the goal? We're done. Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're not done. You're just beginning. You know, as a Mary Kay consultant years ago, I had the desire to become a sales director with the company. It offered a lot of perks, opportunities, so I started to study others who had done it before me. Number one, I learned that I should pick a mentor who had similar personality as me. Pick a mentor, somebody who is a lot like me. Like, don't try to pick somebody who's totally different than me, because I can't be just like them, right? Somehow, we always idolize that person who's opposite of us. There's very little chance that you can be just like that person, I'm telling you. But you can understand that better when you experience my communication secrets, secrets for couples. It actually shares with you all the different personality styles, and then the light bulb comes on and you understand. Well, it took me a handful of tries to become a sales director with Mary Kay. The company had specific requirements that would take 4 months to achieve. We like instant, don't we? I tried and I failed. Sometimes I waited a few months before I tried again, and sometimes I jump right back in, jump on the horse, you know. Mary Kay taught me the value of motivation and encouragement, and later I would learn the speed of the leader is the speed of the game. And that meant that people in my group would do as I did, not as I said they should do. Let me repeat that for people in business. And this also rolls at home. The speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. And that meant my people in my group would do as I did. I had to demonstrate it, not as I told them they should do. Because I could surely tell people what they needed to do. Well, another awesome saying is, much more is caught than taught. Your kids will do as you do, not always like you tell them to do. They'll catch some of the things you tell them to do, but they're going to really emulate what you do. Okay, so back to making sales director with Mary Kay. I did get there. I made sales director. I loved helping others achieve, and I loved helping my clients find products that were best for them. I did well in the company. I won some diamond rings, lots and lots of prizes, events, parties, several cars, and only after I left that position to step into what I'm doing now, did I have 20/20 vision? Remember, we talked about that 20/20 vision? Hindsight, you know, where you could see everything and you see things differently when you have 20/20 vision. Well, directorship was a journey, not a destination. Just like your relationship with your spouse is a journey, not a destination. And let me tell you, it's ever changing. So remember, the speed of the leader was the speed of the game. And if I wanted them to build their teams by sharing the Mary Kay opportunity, you know, how you make money, I had to do it first. If I wanted them to do it, I had to do it first. And that might mean that you do it first and you show how it's done, and maybe your spouse will follow. Hindsight, 20/20. Hindsight is only good if you stop and think and learn. And so often these days, people don't stop and analyze and figure it out. They just keep moving, making the same mistakes, doing it over and over and over. So here it is. Your marriage is the most important thing in your life. It's number one. It's the foundation for everything else in your home. Build upon a firm foundation. And if you want for it to stand for a lifetime, build upon a firm foundation if you want it to stand for a lifetime. Do you have a roadmap or a plan that you have taken time to discuss with your spouse? You've stopped, you discussed what you want in life. Have you done that? We get waylaid by work, kids, and let's be real, social media and keeping our nose in a device half of the time. I want to challenge you to grow the love, be supportive, and find a way to stop the crazy cycle of frustration in your relationship and replace it with some patience. The buck stops here. All right, so to finish, I want you to think of a beautiful, tall oak tree. A giant, big, full trunk, tall branches reaching up to the sky, reaching up for that sunlight. It's 100 years old. Now, if you live in the South, you've probably seen those at your grandmother's house. Sometimes there's a swing hung on one of the big, strong branches. This tree has weathered many storms, losing its leaves in the winter, rain, storms, and wind, and it's still standing. In the winter, it looks dead. But every spring, new green leaves begin to emerge. Even though it looked dead in the winter, relationships are like that. Sometimes they're looking a little dead, but given the opportunity, the right nourishment, a little water, and a little sunshine, and they begin to grow and flourish again. And whenever the trunk of that tree, that foundation in your home, is strong, you can weather the storms that will come, unfortunately. All right, so if you choose to take the journey of personal growth with me, you'll find free recordings, 5-day challenges, webinars, and more. Then the next thing you'll want to do is you'll want to create your couple's roadmap to wedded bliss. That's the first step in your journey. It helps you create that roadmap, find what you have in common, figure out where you want to go, because if you never stop and think and plan, you'll just keep getting what you're getting. But you can stop, you can make a plan, and you can be proactive, and you can decide where you want to go instead of just taking what you get.